New Zealand Traveller Declaration Fact Sheet, Cruise Ships. Adapted in 2024 by accessible format service Blind Low Vision New Zealand, Auckland. The two logos at the top of the page are Te Kāwanatanga o Aotearoa New Zealand Government and New Zealand Traveller Declaration Whakapua Kanga Tangata Haere ki Aotearoa. Travellers arriving in Aotearoa New Zealand on a cruise ship need to complete a New Zealand Traveller Declaration, NZTD. Our home is precious, a taonga. Please help to keep our tangata and our whenua, our people and our land safe. Do your digital declaration at travellerdeclaration.govt.nz/cruise. What do you need to complete your declaration? 1. Passport details. 2. Voyage details to New Zealand. 3. Recent travel history. 4. Contact information in New Zealand. If you are unsure, please ask your cruise customer service team. 5. Information about what you are bringing into New Zealand at a.mpi.govt.nz/can-I-bring-it and b.customs.govt.nz/PRI-traveller. 5. Immigration status, including your visa or NZETA, New Zealand Electronic Travel Authority, if you need one. It's okay to get someone to help you complete your declaration. You can complete a digital declaration on someone else's behalf if they need support filling it out. A separate New Zealand Traveller Declaration must be completed for each passenger, including children and babies. It is free to complete, and it takes about 10 minutes. When you can submit your digital declaration. You need to submit your digital declaration by the time the cruise ship has arrived at its first port in New Zealand. The earliest you can submit your declaration is 24 hours before you depart the last international port before you travel to New Zealand. You can start your declaration earlier if you want to. Once you have submitted your declaration, you will receive an email telling you what you need to know when you enter New Zealand based on what you have told us. You do not need to upload any documents or print anything out. Some foods, used outdoor equipment and animal and plant products cannot be brought into New Zealand. They can carry harmful pests and diseases. You may need to declare any restricted or prohibited goods, medicines, tobacco, alcohol and cash, New Zealand $10,000 and over, or equivalent. Making changes to your digital declaration. Once you have started your declaration, you will be emailed a reference number that you can use to review, complete or make changes to your declaration. You will need to resubmit your declaration if you make any changes to it. When you arrive in New Zealand, if you have forgotten to declare something or the contents of your baggage has changed, please talk to a border officer. When you arrive in New Zealand, your digital declaration is linked to your passport. It is automatically checked when you arrive. If you are unable to complete a digital declaration, you can complete a paper declaration. You do not need to do both. Paper declarations will be provided to you on board your cruise for those who are unable to complete a digital declaration. This must be completed by the time you arrive at the first port in New Zealand. If you are ending your cruise in New Zealand, permanently disembarking in New Zealand. If you are ending your cruise in New Zealand and have completed a digital declaration, you will just need to present your passport to a border officer when you leave the ship for the last time. If you have completed a paper declaration, you will need to hold on to this until the end of your journey in New Zealand, where you will present your passport and paper declaration to a border officer when you leave the ship for the last time. If you are ending your cruise in a different country, transiting through New Zealand. If you are ending your cruise in a different country to New Zealand and you have completed a digital declaration, there is nothing further you need to do. If you have completed a paper declaration, your cruise operator will inform you when and where to submit your declaration to customs. You may be required to speak with a border officer at any port in New Zealand. Checklist for travelling to New Zealand. 1. Check your passport is valid. 2. Apply for visa or NZETA if you need one. 3. Check what you can bring into New Zealand at mpi.govt.nz/can-I-bring-it And 4, submit your digital declaration by the time the cruise ship has arrived at its first port in New Zealand. Visa or NZETA, New Zealand Electronic Travel Authority. To enter New Zealand, you must hold a valid visa or be travelling on a passport from a visa waiver country. If you are from a visa waiver country, you will need an NZETA before you travel, unless you are travelling on an Australian passport. Find out more about visa waiver countries and NZETA at immigration.govt.nz/new-zealand-visas. Our way of life is dependent on you doing the right thing. Contact Centre details. If you have any questions about the New Zealand Traveller Declaration, phone our contact centre. It is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, including public holidays. Contact details include 1. +64 4931 5799. For international callers, please note that charges may apply from your service provider. 2. 0800 359 269, toll-free number in New Zealand. 3. 1800 359 269, toll-free number in Australia. 4. If you are deaf, hard of hearing, deafblind, speech impaired, or find it hard to talk, you can use the New Zealand Relay Service at www.nzrelay.co.nz. Or you can send us an online message via travellerdeclaration.govt.nz/contact. We aim to respond within 12 hours. End of New Zealand Traveller Declaration Fact Sheet, Cruise Ships.